This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. The world is a crazy place, and the unfortunate thing is we've got to be here. Well, it's not unfortunate in the sense that I'm happy to be here because, you know, the Spirit of God lives within us, and we go out there and we do our thing and we raise our kids and we live it by the book and we try to do everything right. But then we go out and we find that there are people out there who want to do us harm. Remember when the World Trade Center buildings were hit and Muslims all over the world celebrated? They celebrated the destruction of life, the destruction of property. Why? They blame us because of their whatever's going on in their lives. They blame the United States. Look, we've been trying to export our way of life to them for decades. You want it, take it. You don't, go live in your flea-infested holes in the side of mountains and continue dealing with your farm animals. That's the way I view it. It's not like you don't have enough technology to know what's out there, what exists. Look, if you want to live a simple life, we have the Amish in America that prove you can live the simple life peacefully. Nobody will bother you. You see them with their little buggies in Missouri. You see them in Pennsylvania. They live their lives. Nobody does anything. You want to be that way? Come be that way. Islam. Muslims who practice that, we don't care. It's when you decide you're going to start bombing us and trying to, you know, do harm to us for no other reason than you've got some lame brain idea that everybody should think the way you think, then sorry. The world doesn't move that way. And anybody who would capitulate to that, anybody who would allow that to happen, as far as I'm concerned, is an enemy of this nation. Now, those may be tough words for some people, especially these leftists, these brain-dead morons who want us to accept our fate. And if you want to play it out to the end, I can tell you where it ends up. It ends up with heads rolling in the street. It ends up with women who have fought for their rights for decades in a country that, quite frankly, treated them okay, but certainly we needed to come a long way in the terms of rights of women, and we get there, and then they say, let's give them up. It's ridiculous. Blacks do the same thing. They fight for rights and then they self-segregate. Liberalism is the craziest thing on paper you could ever, and not on paper, in reality. It's the craziest thing out there, and you can't convince these knuckleheads of what the problem is. Play it out to its logical conclusion. Holy cow, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for this, folks. Muslims celebrating because the World Trade Center gets bombed. Muslims are plotting right now, as I do this show, they are plotting all around the world to create mayhem and destruction. You think their Christians around the world are going, huh, let's figure out what we can do to these Muslims. The only way we would do that is in response to them, the same way that Israel is dealing with these Palestinians. Israel doesn't care, give a rat's behind about the Palestinians and Muslims that are, you know, attacking. I mean, leave them alone. Israel will leave you alone. But you think these guys are going to do it? The answer is no. So what do we get? We get a bombing in Manchester. And I want you to think about the human element. Forget about the Muslim element, the bomb, whatever. Think about the human element. My son, one time, was my third son, couldn't track that little sucker down. He disappeared for the better part of 30 minutes. I'm running up and down the streets of our neighborhood trying to find this kid. Going to the neighbor's houses. You seen Corey? You seen Corey? You seen Corey? No, I haven't seen him. Kevin, go to the next block over. You seen Corey? 30 minutes. Panicked. I lived in an amazing neighborhood, no kidnappings, no nothing, no crazy Muslims, you know, with suicide bombs. But the panic, the sheer panic, you ever been at a grocery store, can't locate your son or your daughter, the panic that occurs from that? So just that little bit of a feeling. So I want you to put yourself in the position of these parents in Manchester, Great Britain, who are now, the bomb goes off at a concert where they sent their kids, and they're going, oh my gosh, desperate parents and friends searching frantically for loved ones at an Ariana Grande concert, Manchester Arena. Friends and family of 14 people confirmed that they're missing following the attack that killed 22 folks. Wounded 53. Scores injured, folks, as a suicide bomb attack around 10:30 p.m. happened at the singer's performance. Now, I want you to imagine, you know, you're in this event and you're surrounded by people. She's up there singing. You're having a good time. And the next thing you hear is a loud boom. Friends of a girl by the name of Georgia Callender posted on social media saying she's missing. 18-year-old from Manchester was excited to see Ariana Grande. She posted on Twitter she couldn't wait to watch her idol perform. And here's what she tweeted. So excited to see you tomorrow. You think that Georgia Callender, who's probably among those that are dead, you think that she went to that concert with the idea that this is going to be the last thing that I do at the age of 18? When I talk about terror, folks, I'm telling you, it's infused in our brains. It's now part of our culture. And this is not the way our lives are supposed to be. And for those that are out there, the leftists, who will not fight back to say, you know what, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and now I can't tell my son or my daughter, hey, look, go have fun at that concert. Go have fun at that ball game. Go have fun at that event that you're going to at Six Flags or some, you know, whatever. Anywhere people gather in mass, you better be on alert. Is that the way you think it was supposed to be? Is that the way it was when you were growing up? Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I never went to one until I became an adult. But if I had gotten a chance to go to a concert, if my grandparents had the money to do it, there would have been no thought, none, of is he coming home tonight because there's going to be a bombing. It would have never entered the thought processes of us, any of us. If you're over the age of 40, I can practically guarantee you, you don't even have a concept of that. God forbid you're 50, 60, because you're like, what's he talking about? I don't even know what he's talking about. Because it didn't happen. But now it's part of our daily lives. You know it. And it doesn't matter. 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. You could be gay, you could be straight. It doesn't matter. The people who want to do us harm do not care about anything except your religious affiliation. That's it. The world is their oyster when it comes to doing this type of damage. And the left want to allow it. They want this to happen to you. I don't get it. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. Glad you're with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here. KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com, and I hope you do that. Hope you go out and get it. I hope you tell many others, go get this book. That's right. It'll tell you so much about what's going on. My second book was titled Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, and I talk about the situation with Muslims. I said, when you bring together the whole race issue along with religion, you have a volatile thing that is going to be difficult to combat in leftist America, leftism around the world. See, it's one thing to say, oh, they don't like the brown people. It's another to say they don't like the brown people that have that funny religion, you know, finger quotes, religion. Well, no, we don't. We don't like people that mistreat women or bugger kids. And follow a dude as if he's somebody special, the Prophet Muhammad, a child molester, and a person who condoned violence against other religions. No, I don't consider that a religion. Religion is supposed to make people feel good, feel better, right? Not this stuff. So, you know, this idea that we're supposed to be so accepting of this, it would be like saying, hey, there's a culture where they kill people for no reason. They will kill a woman for looking at her husband the wrong way. I would go, I don't accept that culture. I don't call it, wrap religion around it or do whatever you want. I don't accept the idea that somebody can kill somebody willy-nilly and there's no repercussion. We're all equal as human beings. And it's just not going to change, and not in my view. Anyway, I got to tell you, this whole attack, British Prime Minister Theresa May called this attack in Britain a callous act of terror. Hey, thanks for the obvious, Theresa. I wonder what Angela Merkel will say, the Prime Minister of the Chancellor of Germany. What's she going to say? Donald Trump's already spoken out. He said, hey, look. You guys got to stamp this out right now. You got to get rid of this. You cannot allow this to be in your midst. And I'm going to tell you something. I think Donald Trump may have the most opportunity, the best opportunity. He may be the person that actually gets the Muslims to take a look at themselves and they self-correct. He may very well be that person. Because what he's going to say to these folks is, look, if you want to have terror in Britain, have terror in Britain. But I'm going to tell you something. If you export that crap over to the United States, we're cutting you off. I know that's what I do. I'd say you can't do business with us. If culturally we can't come over, start doing business together, have our, you know, have, in other words, our way of life in your region, the same way we allow your way of life in ours, what kind of world do we live in when you, I mean, I told you guys, look up the statistics in these countries that are run by Muslims and find out how many Christians are there. What is the ethnic makeup of Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran? You name it. What's the ethnic makeup of Libya? What's the religious makeup of Libya? Algeria, Tunisia. Name it. What do you think it is? Overwhelmingly Muslim, overwhelmingly Arab, overwhelmingly practicing Islam. I'm just telling you, that's what it is. Does anybody push back? Oh my gosh, these countries, they're so monolithic. Why do you think Somali has warlords? You think it's because Christians are over there with their Bibles beating people over the head with them? Or do you think it's because of Muslims who have AK-47s, Russian Kalashnikovs, and they're making sure that everybody capitulates to Islam? Who do you think's over there doing this? Well, we send missionaries, when missionaries travel around the world and preach about Christianity, do they take AK-47s or AR-15s? No, they take their Bibles. That's it. You can't even talk about Christianity in these countries. And then the leftists in this country will talk about how intolerant we are. There are times when they say those things, I want to just haul back. I wouldn't, you know, punch, boom, just straight out. I don't come back like from East Jesus. But I would want to just punch them right in their freaking mouths. Who are you to tell us who is the most tolerant country on the planet about tolerance, and you won't say a word to Iran? You won't say a word to Iraq. Oh, well, Kevin, they're in bad shape. They're dictatorships, or they're run by the Khomeinis, or, you know, that's Darfur, and, you know, there's a warlord faction over there, and they're embattled. Give me your excuses. You don't care what your excuses are. We got plenty of excuses in America, but we don't use them because we let you come be who you want to be here. If you're peaceful, you can coexist. All these suckers got this coexist on the back of their cars, and it's got, you know, the sickle of the Arabs. It's got the Jewish, you know, symbol of Star of David, etc. And they say coexist, and there is no coexisting when it comes to Islam. It's a religion that tells you we're going to defeat all the other religions, and the left just cater to it. Oh my goodness, it's so sick. Look at his name, it's Barack Obama, and we perpetuate this nonsense. They say now they've made arrest in the terror attack. A 23-year-old man was arrested in connection with the apparent suicide bombing. They say. Arrested in South Manchester. They didn't provide any details on the guy, but I'm gonna take some guesses.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Should we start with who it's not? It is not a white dude. It is not a black dude. It is not even a dude of Hispanic origin. It is a dude of Arab descent that they arrested. Anybody want to go against me on that? Anybody want to bet the mortgage? Bet the farm? Bet the goat? Exactly. So we know this, and it is a terror cell that now ISIS has said, well, let's just take all the guesswork out of this. We take credit. We believe that, you know, we should run the world, blah, 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 so they take credit. And as I told you, this is directly tied to Donald Trump and his trip and the fact that they must wage some form of terror in order to try to destabilize what Donald Trump, President Trump, is doing as he goes around the world. And he starts talking about stamping out ISIS. But let me tell you something. If there's anybody who's determined to make sure that ISIS gets eradicated from the face of the earth, it is indeed Donald Trump. So I hope he does it. There are people that believe that Donald Trump may be the most transformative figure in the Middle East of anybody, and that includes baby black Jesus, who had his chance for 8 years. What did baby black Jesus accomplish in the Middle East? Be honest. What did he accomplish? Is it safer over there? Is it safer for Christians? Are people not being gassed in Syria? Is Iran abandoning the bomb? He did nothing. Two most ineffective secretaries of state. I mean, these people got a paycheck for doing absolutely. They got a paycheck and gallivanted all around the world. Hillary Clinton built her fortune on our tax dollar by going around and extorting countries out of money that her husband then came in behind her, Mr. Cleanup. That's what you used to call Bill Clinton, Mr. Cleanup Man. He came in after Hillary and just mopped up. Man, these people are, they're scurrilous. That's one of the words you can describe them. They're scurrilous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. If we're in a market and we're new to you, let us know you're hearing the show. We'd love to. Let me tell you why that feedback's important. We don't know what markets we're in. We honestly don't. We allow radio stations to pull our feed off of the satellite and play the show from time to time to back up other, you know, when people take vacation and things like that. So if you hear this show and you like it, let us know. It's very important for my team to get feedback. Tell us, Kevin, I listen in Michigan at Battle Creek at this station, or I listen in, you know, blankety blank or here there. Our station letters are blank, 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 whatever they are. Let us know. It would help us a lot. I know it's a lot to ask. You know, it's like writing a fat check to me to do something, but it's a lot to ask you guys to do that. But if you don't mind, if you could take time out of your busy day, I would certainly appreciate it. And then I'm being a bit sarcastic because some people do, and I know we're in a lot more areas, and I'm going, come on, guys, really? Is it that tough? This is why conservatives, if you can't get people to respond back to something that simple, go to the website, kjradio.com, hit the contact thing, say, Kevin, I listen here. Or I love the show, I hate you, I love you, whatever. If you're too big to do that, well then what good are we? Well, why are we doing this? It's a waste of our time. I don't do radio because I'm trying to, you know, there's nothing selfish about radio for me. Nothing. I don't care. I mean, the only reason why I care if you're hearing my voice is because it means the message is getting out there. Other than that, I couldn't care less. Kevin, if I got paid a gazillion dollars to do it, I'd be happier. I'd be like, woohoo, yay, way to go. It would mean that the word is getting farther out there because that's the reach. But other than that, there's no selfishness, none whatsoever, not 1%, not a percentage of a percent. I do this because I love this country, and I believe that what I have to say is relevant. Same thing I told Fox. Look, you give me a show, great. You don't give me a show, fine. I got stuff to do. And I'm going to tell you guys, I'm not being cocky about this. If tomorrow you don't hear my voice, no offense, I ain't going to miss you. And I'm not mean-spirited about it because I love you folks. What I'm telling you is this takes up so much time and energy that if you're not willing to support it, I'm not going to do it. Now, if that's not clear enough, you better figure it out. Because let me tell you, we have these conversations in my family. We have these conversations with my team. What do we want to do? I could do a podcast where I broadcast any time, day or night I want on the feelings I have. I could put together a posse, a group, a team, and we could do it without any FCC regulations. And I could put that thing on the internet with my big audience. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Anyway, with my millions of people who follow my work, and I could make a fortune But don't misunderstand me. We are looking to do that. But right now, I'm so busy doing radio 8 hours a day to bring this to you that I don't have time to go, hey, let me go do what I really want to do. I want to do a show that is funny, it is biting, it is baiting of liberals, and we put it on YouTube, and we make a fortune from it. I could do that instantaneously, but you know what? And then there's a part of me that goes, why not? Why not go that route, Kevin? And I promise you, my internal team is going, they're over just salivating. They're like, yeah, now we're talking. And don't do it, because terrestrial radio is a big deal. I know how the market is, and trust me, it is going to migrate to that other direction. And we will be there to greet it when that happens, because I'm not going to give up the digital footprint of what we're doing on radio at any point. But for the terrestrial stations, even though that market may be dwindling or whatever, it's important right now. And you guys are the ones who drive it, not me. I do this for you. I can get up in the morning, I could cut a 30-minute, a one-hour segment that would be so freaking funny and biting. I could do it on video, we could broadcast it, put the audios out there, and I'd have literally tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands, listening every single day. And I would put my efforts 100% into it. Right now, with radio, I have two extended teams. One that goes after terrestrial radio, and also goes after a sponsorship. Another that's building the digital footprint, which is, of course, the direction we're going. And I'm going to tell you, it is such a hassle to work with people that technically don't work for you. They're subcontractors. It's such a hassle. It really is. If I got up in the morning, cut a 30-minute funny segment on some stuff that was, making me mad, and I wouldn't care about the format. I wouldn't care that somebody shot somebody at this place, or Manchester got shot, or Charlie Hebdo got bombed. I talk about what I want to talk about, and it would be meaningful. I'd have that show a hit. I'd be top five on the internet within 6 months. I know that, but I do this, and I do it because I care about you guys. That's the only reason why I do it. And it may seem like a lecture, but doggone it, I'm telling you, sometimes I get fed up with this nonsense. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I want to talk about Sweden, shootings in Sweden. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I want you to understand that the things that are happening around the globe, what's happening in Britain, the reason why in 2005 when the first Muslim attack occurred there, almost all the attacks since then have been Muslim related. The majority of them are Muslims attacking Brits. Occasionally there's Brits attacking Muslims, but it's solidly 80%, 90% Muslims attacking Brits versus a 10 to 20% of Brits attacking Muslims. And there wouldn't be this conflict if leftists didn't force the integration of Muslims or a culture that Brits are not used to on them. Or if they brought Muslims over and said, look, we love, we're happy you're here, but you're going to become British subjects. It's not the other way around. If they did that, these other attacks wouldn't occur and there would be no attacks from the Muslims to begin with. But that same thinking is what's happening in Sweden. And this guy did a report. And he said 90% of the Swedes are being killed by Muslims. And here's it says, I'm sorry, carried out by people of foreign backgrounds. I want to just say it's Muslims. This was research done by the newspaper Dagens Nyheter. And he says 90 of 100, I don't know if I pronounced that right for those people that probably speak Sweden. They're like, who's he talking about, Nyheter? But anyway, it says 90 out of 100 offenders and suspected offenders have at least one foreign-born parent. The vast majority have roots in the Middle East and Northern Africa. In around half the cases, the men were born in Sweden, while others came from a country at a young age. The study looked at 53 convicted and 47 suspected perps involved in shootings in public places, which have taken place since 2013. Amir Rostani, sociologist at Stockholm University, said, the fact is the street gangs and violence are a phenomena that occur in some areas, and most of the people who live in those areas are of foreign descent. I'm going to get to that in a little bit, because there's an area that's under fire in Sweden. So he says about 80% of the men have roots in the Middle East and Northern Africa, with offenders having ties to Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Turkey, Somalia, and Eritrea. Lars Corsell, co-author of the 2016 report, Criminal Networks and Gangs, noted the backgrounds of offenders is not something that the government has ever asked us to examine. This is exactly what I'm talking about, folks. Stick your head in the sand. Don't pay attention to what's going on. Let's not bring in ethnicity when it's going to be something that people need to be aware of, but let's bring it in when we want to go grab money. Same way in the United States. They don't want to tell you the amount of black teen crime. They don't want to tell you the number of terrorists that are of Muslim descent in America. They want to gloss over the ethnicity when something happens. They don't tell you. If a Muslim went out today and shot up a 7-Eleven, you'd see man goes into 7-Eleven, shoots it up, whatever. They would never tell you it was a Muslim man. Muhammad, went into the thing. He is from Istanbul, Turkey. They won't tell you that. But if it was, Charlie Weaver, old white boy from down the street, the crank, the dude doing crank, they give you all his details. You know about his mother, his sisters. You know he was married, divorced, what high school he went to, and he was pretty good at soccer at one point in his life. Where did Charlie go wrong? But when it comes to Muslims or young black, things that you better know about, things that they consider to be politically correct, oh, don't say that. That'll offend some people. They don't tell you, Jack. That's the way it is. And let me tell you, Sweden is under fire. Shooting fatalities have risen sharply in Sweden over the last 9 years. The police chief in the notorious no-go Stockholm suburb of Rinkeby is demanding a reform of the country's firearm laws. Statistics from the National Board of Sweden's Cause of Death Registry reveal shootings that have resulted in fatalities have doubled in the last year. In 2008, the number of fatal shootings was 14. The figure rose to 22 in 2013, 31 in 2015. Jorgen Olsen, deputy local police area manager in Rinkeby, has demanded stricter legislation on firearms. And by the way, I just mentioned, that is a no-go zone of Sweden. The criminals, they say, are laughing at society. No consequences for the guy who recently shot somebody. So essentially what happened was this guy kills somebody. He gets arrested. He's released 5 hours later, even though they've got body armor and the firearm. He comes out with a shrug, they said. Then they said he'll get a sentence of about a year, but it'll be shortened if he avoids trouble. This is what we've come to in the world, not just the U.S.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KevinJackson.us. If you want to get to me, you can also go to KJRadio.com if you want. Look, I want to talk a little bit about this thing that you're starting to hear more about it, and it's called cultural appropriation. And I've touched on it a few times. I think it's a joke. Cultural appropriation. Like saying, oh, well, if you play tennis, then you're culturally appropriating white people stuff. Tiger Woods has culturally appropriated golf from, you know, whoever invented golf. I forget who it was. But anyway, he's culturally appropriated it. Black people cannot play golf because a white person invented it. Well, if that's the case, why are black people playing basketball? Because Naismith invented it. Oh, well, Kevin, during the times of slavery, we couldn't be inventing stuff. Really? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, Naismith invented basketball. Why are so many, there's a lot of colored folks playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, what's this cultural appropriation? If every time I wear a suit, am I culturally appropriating the attire of white men versus what? Wearing a dashiki? This is so ridiculous, but we talk about it all the time. And it's coming up more and more. This we did a story where this girl, a black chick, got mad at a white dude wearing dreads and said, "Why are you wearing dreads?" He's like, "Because it's my hair." You're culturally appropriating a hairstyle of black people. Well, well, how's that? Because here's the way I would view it. When I was a cave, when people were cavemen, and they weren't all black, they didn't have combs, and they had dreads. So how is it that you've culturally, you said dreads belong to black people? People have been wearing dreads since the beginning of time. They didn't have combs. Your hair got matted. That was that. How does, what, you white people can't listen to black people? If I listen to classical music, am I culturally appropriating something white? If I, you know, eat steak tartare or whatever, what makes that white? What makes one white, one black? I mean, we've got, who's his name? Scott Joplin. Scott Joplin played, you know, swing, jazz, what do you call it, ragtime? Man, you got to hear this guy play. He's unbelievable. They have his museum in St. Louis. Anyway, he played ragtime. But the white people invented that form of music. Did he culturally appropriate? He revolutionized it. When white people listen to jazz, are they culturally appropriating black? It is so ridiculous. But let me tell you, it permeates all of society. White people are afraid to do things and say things because they're afraid that somebody will say, well, that's something black people do. Really? And it's to the point where it's to the detriment of blacks. It's to the detriment. And why are blacks so sensitive? I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about blacks that don't give a crap, like me. You know, I don't care. Oh, you know, Kevin, you know, they never make us look good. Well, how do we do it? How good are we doing at that? Are we, when they make black people criminals in movies, do you just think that somebody said, hey, you know what, let's not do the Korean. Let's do the black guy. You know, we've done a whole lot of Koreans. You know, we're stereotyping Koreans when we do that. I don't know when the last time a Korean committed a crime in America. Do you? What about a Japanese person? I'm not saying they don't. I lived in China. The people committing crimes in China were Chinese. They didn't import black folks to do it. So I get the Chinese commit crimes. But even in their own culture, they commit a lot less crime than we do. In America, black teen men commit a tremendous amount of crime. And you're wondering why Hollywood depicts them that way? Who should they do? They should put nuns on the street. You know, white nuns going out on a gang, you know, taking a drug dealer's money. Something like that. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do what they see, what they know. Cultural appropriation, my behind. We got gay men playing straight men. We got black men playing white roles. White roles, you know, white people playing black roles, whatever. That's Hollywood does it. They appropriate. What is a black experience versus a white experience? Seriously. I don't know one. The only thing I could tell you is somebody not liking you because of skin color, but guess what? That happens to white folks. Oh, Kevin, they don't like me because I'm black. There are people who don't like white people because they're white. What about that dude that wants to kill cracker babies? You think he's, what is his stance on white people? We got to fight back America. We got to kill cracker babies. But black people say no. Uh-oh. Well, I mean, he's a one-off. No, he's not. Black people in America are racist to their, I'm talking about leftists, are racist to their rotten cores. Cultural appropriation. What a joke. You can't make some superhero, you know, which, by the way, if you make Superman now, he's got to be black. If you make Wonder Woman now, she's got to be transgender. If you make the Green Goblin, he's got to be Mexican or something. Seriously? That's where we are. It's embarrassing. And the reason why I tell you guys this stuff is because I want you to be embarrassed. I want you to go, Kevin, surely that's not the case. Yes, it is. It's the case. And I want to shame you into being more active. And for the record, at teapartycommunity.com, that's where we are going to house all the things where you can become more active in these types of things. Teapartycommunity.com. I implore you to join. Right now, we're just kind of, you know, we're incubating. But when it comes out, the new site that's mobile ready, etc., it's going to blow your mind. Why am I talking about cultural appropriation? Famous British author named Anthony Horowitz claimed recently that he was warned off of putting a black character in a new series of books because it would be, quote, inappropriate for a white writer to do so. Horowitz is 62. He created a series called Alex Rider. It's teen spy novels, one of which became a movie in 2006. And speaking to the Daily Mail's Event magazine, Horowitz said to the editor that the editor told him, if you create a black character in his upcoming new series of books, it would be seen as patronizing. The new series will be about the state of the world, according to Horowitz, and it features two lead characters, a black guy, a black kid, and a white kid. Now, from my perspective, I go, you go, Horowitz. You're going to make a black kid, you know, something special in a book that may turn into be a movie, which means some black kid's probably going to get a role, and he's going to become an iconic figure because of your books. Go for it. Can I sign my son up to be that black figure in the future, in the movie? Are you kidding? Cultural appropriation. He says that it's not actually our experience, and therefore to do so is by very nature artificial and possibly patronizing. That's what Horowitz said that the editor of the Daily Examiner, or whatever, the Daily Mail's Event magazine told him. Because it's not your experience. Certainly it's your experience. It's an experience coming from his brain, put on the paper, saying, here's a character that I want to write. I'm writing him as black. What? Black kids, whatever he writes for this black kid, couldn't have possibly happened to this black kid? No. That black kid, well, we all know, that boy, he grew up in the hood with a single mom, and he ain't got nothing, you know, no kind of hope. What if this kid were from an upper middle class family, who sent him to sleuth school, and he learned all about being a detective, and he became one of the best detectives, and maybe his daddy was a detective too, for the Scotland Yard, or what? Why? Is that as unique to somebody that can't be considered a black experience? Oh man, y'all got me stuttering now. You know I'm mad. You know I'm mad when I start to stutter and my voice go up like this. That's right, I'm mad. I'm angry because this is the type of stuff that society shouldn't be dealing with. I shouldn't be talking about it. We shouldn't be dealing with it. The guy can write what he wants to write. When did that become... what law says this man can't write about whatever he wants? Now, he can, and obviously. It's a guy warning him off. But think about the leftist who says, hey, I want to help you out here. You might not want to put that black character in the book because you're not black. Yeah, see, if you write about things like, using that logic, I know where you're going with this because you guys have jumped into my head. You're saying, well, Kevin, if you write about a dog, you don't know exactly what the dog's doing or thinking or whatever. How do you do that? How do you write about anybody? You write about a mother, a woman. Well, he watched his mother. That doesn't mean you know about her. You think you know women because you watched women? Negro, please. Don't get me started. So, the idea that this guy wants to write a book and make a protagonist, one of the protagonists, a black kid, I applaud him. I would say to this leftist, mind your business. You have no reason to be telling this man what to do, and don't try to help black people. We'll be fine with him writing about us. In fact, I encourage you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.